USA Radio News.
Police raided the home of the man suspected of using an improv firearm to assassinate former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and said they seized multiple weapons that also appeared to be homemade. During a press conference, President Biden speaks on how shocking it is because gun violence is extremely rare in Japan.
This hasn't happened in Japan in decades and decades. I'm told all the way back to the late 30s, the mid-30s. This is the first use of a weapon to murder someone in Japan.
Investigators say the suspect arrested at the scene told them he was unhappy with Japan's former prime minister and intended to kill him. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code radio and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Things are looking up in the jobs department.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics is reporting Friday that 372,000 jobs were added in June to American non-farm businesses. That number did beat expectations. The unemployment rate stayed unchanged at 3.6%. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court in Wisconsin ruled that absentee ballot drop boxes may be placed only in election offices and that no one other than the voter can return a ballot in person. The court's ruling has crucial implications in the 2024 presidential race, in which Wisconsin will again be among a handful of battleground states. The decision sets absentee ballot rules for the August 9th primary and the fall election. Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and Democratic Governor Tony Evers are seeking re-election in key races. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Mexico's Army and National Guard announced a seizure of over a half a ton of fentanyl at a warehouse. They are calling it historic. The nearly 1,200 pounds found at the warehouse could have produced around $230 million of the counterfeit pill in which fentanyl is usually offered. Fentanyl is so deadly because it is pressed into pills made to look like Xanax, Adderall, or oxycodone, or mixed into other drugs. Synthetic opioids like fentanyl have been behind a major increase in overdose deaths in the United States. As little as 2 milligrams of fentanyl could be lethal. The drug is 100 times more potent than morphine. Agents at the U.S.-Mexico border are using new technology to scan trucks for fentanyl as fentanyl-laced pills seized by law enforcement surged nearly 50-fold between 2018 and 2021. Republican members of the Ohio Senate got a smelly surprise this week. Actual human feces. The excrement was intercepted before it made its way to the 25 state senators' mailboxes and was sent in envelopes from a Cleveland post office. A federal investigation by the U.S. Postal Inspector has been launched. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.